welcome to our new podcast, Lockdown Knocked Up.
Yes, this is the parenting podcast for parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing. That's a category we found ourselves in after lockdown.
Unexpectedly.
Yes.
I might add, because this was definitely not planned, but yet here we are.
Don't hang on, our daughter's going to listen to this. It's been 11 seconds.
That's terrible, yeah.
You were an accident.
Of the first podcast.
Wow. Okay, well, look, so before we get on with this, before we get started, every podcast needs a theme tune.
Yes.
So we had two options. We could either pay good money, Gemma, for a theme tune. We could license it. We could get the PRS. We could have it commissioned. Or we had a second option.
Which was David Brent it, write, sing and perform it ourselves.
Yes.
Which one do you think we went for?
Get the guitar, Gareth.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey!
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty, because we're lockdown knocked up. Oh, baby, we got lockdown knocked up. It's crazy now we're lockdown knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine. We can't laugh at our own thing.
I think it's brilliant. I honestly think the problem
is... I think absolute genius.
I think it's brilliant. I think we might have peaked with the theme tune there.
It's downhill from here.
It's downhill from here.
Okay, well, so that is the theme tune. And the point of this podcast is basically we want to create like a little community, because particularly everyone is brought up thinking, oh, it's the most natural thing in the world, having a baby. And then you combine that with Instagram and that kind of thing, and you think, oh, this is just easy. I'll just have all the answers, you know?
Yeah.
And then it kicks in, as it has to us. We feel exactly the same. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I feel like we haven't even got anything sorted at this point at all, because I have no idea where to start.
No.
And this is the beauty of this podcast. We're looking to you, who also probably has no idea.
Okay, so it's a bit blind leading the blind, but we kind of want it to just be a safe space for people to talk about this and happily admit and go, look, one, I'm terrified. Two, I don't know what I'm doing. And three...
Do you know what I've realised?
What?
I feel like what we're doing here is therapy.
Okay.
For me and you. That's what it's starting to feel like.
Well, I haven't seen the listening figures, but it might just turn out to just be that, to be honest.
And another thing, I don't know if you've noticed, everybody seems to be pregnant.
It is going to be a baby boom, isn't
everyone
it?
Everyone on Instagram, everyone on telly, like, while everyone was locked down, we all did the same thing.
A lockdown baby boom. Well, it's kind of, I suppose, the sort of logistics of it makes sense. If you lock people down in a confined space together, and they're in a relationship, I don't mean like...
Prison.
Exactly. But if you lock people down in like a confined space, they're only allowed for like, what was it, one walk a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, this thing is probably going to happen. But you're right, how many of your friends are pregnant?
Well, this is it. So there's eight of us out of an eight group girl gang. Six of us are pregnant. And I was that...
I'm trying to do the... What's the maths on that?
It means there's only two single ones.
No, I know that. I meant how many pregnant is a percentage. Work that one out.
8 - 6 is 2.
Bear with me.
I've got
carry
it.
Carry the one. No, I'll give up. Move on.
But you know, I was talking to the girls as well the other day, and they kind of admitted that a big factor for a lot of them was the fact that because they were so bored, people did start drinking as soon as work finished.
I think
they did.
Yeah.
Drink, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can look at your boyfriend different.
And actually, this is kind of what we're hoping for the podcast a little bit, is because all these people with unexpected pregnancies, none of us are ready. None of us have read the books. None of us knew what was going to happen.
No.
Like, none of us really have our life together.
And not only that, normally in the old days before coronavirus, as soon as you found out you were pregnant, you were straight into an antenatal, a maternity system. Professionals could hold your hand and actually tell you what was going to happen. But that kind of isn't happening at the moment.
You can't do them,
we're on our own.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to this poor generation of kids
who are
yes, it's going to be like they're raised by wolves.
Yeah.
What's that, the chart called with the cavemen?
Oh, the evolutionary one.
The evolution, yeah, and they start standing upright. Do you think the next step is going to be it started hunching over a bit again? And they go, oh, yeah, that was 2020.
It just ends in a puddle on the floor.
yeah, that's where it all started going wrong.
Yeah, the blip of 2020.
Lockdown knocked up. Lockdown knocked up.
So look, before we crack on with the podcast, we thought we would do a little bit about me and Gemma. So basically, we both work in radio.
Yep.
So I work for Capital and Gemma works for Heart.
I do.
And when we met each other, We were actually both based in the West Midlands, and I was doing the Capital Breakfast Show in the West Midlands, and Gemma came and was new and did the Heart Breakfast Show in the West Midlands. So we were actually rivals.
And I think at the time you thought you were there smashing it, and then I came along, gave you a run for your money.
And then I was smashing something
else. And you thought, she's a genius. So uncouth. Your dad,
hey,
don't go
I've
back
the
and
ratings.
Say we can't.
What about the rivals?
That is absolutely, I can't believe you've just said that.
Sorry, go on, I interrupted you.
Also, smashing is giving yourself a lot of credit. Just saying.
So we started sort of seeing each other then, and then we got engaged pretty quickly. So it's about 8 months, and then we were engaged for a year, and now we've been married 2 years. I think,
yeah, that's right.
It might be more.
It could potentially
it
be
might
three.
Be three, but it's dragged.
For both of us, if it might makes be. You feel any better.
Might be three.
2018, we should
might
know this.
Might be two, felt like three.
Hang on a second, we should know this. We got married in 2018, it's 2020. It's 2 years.
But it has felt longer.
It has.
So that's it. And then obviously we're pregnant. Well, I say Gemma is pregnant.
I was going to say,
this
it's
is
not
one of
you
your...
doing the hard labour, getting up 15 times in the night or with your head down the toilet. We are not pregnant. I feel like I'm very much pregnant.
Gemma is very pregnant.
You just did a little bit and have done nothing ever since.
Oh, that's not true.
Which is why I'm forcing this podcast to look for like-minded people to help me because I'm stuck with you.
That's not true. I was at the start during all the morning sickness. I'd sort of rub you on the head if you were. Are you right?
You did that for 2 days, yeah. And then you stopped even pausing the TV.
Why, it was so free.
To wait for me.
It's three times a day.
Shame on you.
Just gotten into the wire as well. I couldn't. Yeah. Just leave you to it and fill you in. Leave you to it. Hear vomiting noises. You'd come back. I'd go, basically, right, they think he's dirty and they're now monitoring his calls as well.
That's actually
true. Let me
just
pick up where we went from. Anyway, yes. So Gemma is, how many months are you pregnant? I'm going to say 8.
Right. Well, you are wrong, which does not surprise me. I am 7 months pregnant.
7 months pregnant.
Yeah. Although, I did you know this? So, the midwife told me, we're actually pregnant for 10 months, not 9.
I remember you mentioning this.
This blew my mind. We've been lied to.
Why does everybody... I don't understand why does everybody say 9 months?
I don't know the science behind it, okay?
Okay.
It's something... It's probably too gross to go into on this podcast, but the point is... 9 months is a lie. It's 10 months of this hell that us women have got to endure.
That we're both going through as we're both pregnant. Oh, it's awful.
You keep banging that drum.
Not another month of it.
It's the theme of the pod. Good breaks from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours. We'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod. Well, I think I was right. We peaked with that first jingle.
I think we can agree on that. It's difficult. That famous difficult second jingle syndrome.
We didn't nail it.
That all the big podcasts go through. So the theme this week is a great place to start, isn't it? We are doing the...
Have you forgotten? Do you want me to say it?
No, we're doing Finding Out We Are Pregnant.
Yes.
I was actually thinking, I lost it there because I was thinking the obvious place to start is a conception, but...
Nobody wants to. I wouldn't be able to tell them. Luckily for me, I don't remember. Thank you, alcohol.
I will let people, you know, look behind the curtain a bit, because we actually managed to trace this back, didn't we, from like working out how many weeks Gemma's gone. You can actually sort of pinpoint sort of the moment that, you know, our baby was... I'm trying to avoid the word conception, but it's the only thing I can think of.
Like we're doing a parenting podcast. You're going to have to, or think of a cooler word.
Okay. You can sort of trace it back to when it actually happened. And it was in lockdown, obviously. It was between the end of Tiger King and when that Michael Jordan documentary started up. So the lull in between that, where we obviously were like, we got nothing going on here.
Maybe we could call it that, Little Baby Carol.
Like Carol Baskin.
After Baskin, strong
or
woman.
Scottie Pippin.
Yeah. Or mixture of the two.
Scottie Pippin Howard. He's got a ring to it. So we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the moment when it's that first proper pregnancy test moment where you realise you were pregnant.
I mean, it's literally the biggest moment of your life. And I think especially if you're not expecting it, which I wasn't.
No, neither of us were. I think that's fair to say.
And it's really strange because at that point you're on your own. So I was literally sat there on the loo of all places and you find out the biggest thing in your life.
To be fair, on the loo is probably the place Bearing in mind what you have to do to return the result. It'd be weird if you'd been in...
Did it in the garden.
So there I was in the library catching up on the periodicals when I thought I'd just try one of these.
That's a good point. All right, you're right. But no, the whole world seems to just stop at that minute.
Yeah.
And I don't think that happens with anything else in your life. It is literally the biggest thing that can happen to you.
So obviously I wasn't there for that moment. I do find it weird how on pregnancy tests, the way they do it, and I think I might be wrong here, okay, but it's one line is not pregnant.
Yeah, and that happens. So you see that line, you're expecting that line.
Okay, so that comes up first.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second line, which means pregnant, is one, quite a lot fainter than the first one. And two, comes after about a 30-second delay.
Yeah, it does.
So why... What, is this like... It's some sort of like X Factor... Do you know when they're going to deadlock?
Yeah.
And Dermot goes... And the act going home is, and they dramatically pause.
Yep. And then it comes up, and then that's it. You feel like the whole world's about to come crashing down on you, even though it's a good thing. It's literally the most bizarre feeling in the world.
And the act going home is Rob and Gemma's disposable income. And Rachel Adedeji as well.
That is such an old school reference, by the way.
So yeah, so that was the exact moment.
Yeah.
And then, so I was sat outside... what probably stuck into the Michael Jordan documentary by this point.
You were blissfully unaware, though, because I hadn't told you I was going to do the pregnancy test because I didn't... That week, I was feeling... The best way to describe it was like I'd had a sort of two-day hangover,
right.
But I hadn't been drinking, so something...
Hang on a minute. I was in lockdown with you. I know that's not true.
I mean...
That's pretty much all we'd done.
I hadn't been drinking heavily
right.
for those 2 days. Not enough to give me a hangover.
Okay.
I primed myself for this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was feeling a little bit ropey and I hadn't had any of the usual symptoms. So I wasn't, there was no morning sickness.
Yep.
My boobs hadn't grown, which I'm sure you'll testify to. Thank you very much. So it was none of that really. It was just, I was feeling a bit funny, a bit under the weather. And I had a party I had to go to at the weekend that I knew was going to get boozy. So something in me thought, I should just check. I'm sure it won't be and it'll be fine, but...
Is this something you do before every big social event?
Just make sure. It was a family party.
Right.
You know how they get.
Keys, wallet, phone, quick pregnancy
unborn
test.
Unborn child. Good to go. Let's get out of it.
So you went, you did the pregnancy test, yes. So from my point of view, you were in there and then you came out and you had this look on your face... That, and I knew straight away from the look.
Yeah.
I knew straight away from the look. It's a facial expression I'd never seen before.
And again, like, I find that really strange that you did know. Because, like, I thought I was hiding it. Well, not hiding it, but I thought I was dealing with it quite well at that point.
Yeah.
But the fact that you literally stopped dead.
You just looked so, you looked so shocked. And I just thought, what an... Either we need to get a plumber around because something insane has happened in that bathroom. or she's pregnant and I knew straight away. And I just remember being like, right, right, right. And my mind just went blank and I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, okay. And then I think I sort of remembered how cheap the... pregnancy test you were holding looked. It very much looked like a little one.
Well, you're not wrong. It was phenomenally cheap, to be fair.
How cheap are we talking? Was it like a wish.com one?
Less than £2, and that is cheap. Yeah.
Was it like, do you know when you go on Amazon and you can get them cheaper if you go on the refurbished section? And they're like, it has been used, but we've reset, a factory reset.
And it's good news and every time.
Yeah, it's fine. So I remember thinking it did look a bit flimsy. So we're like, right, we'll try another one. So we went down to the pharmacist, got one of those sort of more high-tech ones. And then we came back and, yeah, you did it and it came back. It came back positive again.
And I think at that point...
But I mean, it depends how you define the word positive. I don't mean that. I just mean it was a shock.
I can't believe you said it.
Do you know what I mean? It was shocking news.
Yeah.
We weren't there just like, oh, it's a positive. High fives. Come on. We were both very scared and very confused.
To be fair, I'll give you that.
But but I don't know. There was a nice little moment where you kind of you get hit by that and you're thinking you're just thinking of the immediate thing straight away and you're like, okay, well, what kind of next? And then there was just like a little bit I remember where it just kind of you suddenly it's like the camera swings around and you think, oh my god, we're gonna have a baby. And like, actually, you know, I have always planned to have a baby at some point. Maybe not now, right, when now we had a pool party in Miami booked in a month's time. But, and you kind of suddenly thought, oh, and I remember just giving you a little hug and just being like, do you know what? Because we were so kind of like just shocked. And I was like, actually, this is going to be okay.
Yeah. And it was cute because the baby made the decision for us, you know, which actually I quite like to think of it.
Yeah.
That way.
The baby forced our hand.
The baby's stronger than both of us.
Yeah.
And more decisive.
If we were to conduct a review on the baby's decision, I would have maybe asked her if she could have held back for a month so we could have done Miami. But, you know.
Yeah, like, it's good that you've let it go, though.
At least I'm not bitter at all.
You're happy now, not missing the pool parties.
I'm not bitter at all.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
Okay, so that was how we found out we got pregnant. But a huge part of this podcast, this is basically what we want, is we want your stories. Mm-hmm. In other words, we want you to do the donkey work for us and we will read them out and take credit for it.
And hopefully get the money, right?
Yes, exactly.
The money. We've got a baby to raise.
So we stuck it up on our socials and people messaged in. They're finding out their pregnant stories.
Right, so I'm going to start with Jen.
Okay.
It was New Year's Eve. Me and my husband Martin went to Liverpool. I'm from Liverpool, I love it. We'd had a wild one, a few bottles of wine, loads of cocktails. We got back to the hotel, which was quite a posh one.
Yo.
And as it was New Year, in Liverpool, I know you have to go some, but they're there.
A little travel on.
Hey, no. And as it was New Year, I let him have his once a year treat.
Oh, okay. His once a year treat is on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
what about birthday? What about New Year's Eve is an odd time to do your once a year treat. What is it like?
New you, new start.
She's like irregular as clockwork as the Big Ben chimes go.
Assume the position, Martin. It's New Year.
Do they do Auld Lang Syne after they've finished?
Afterwards, he walked to the loo and said, well, that's you pregnant.
Oh.
Obviously, I laughed at him. 2 weeks later, I found out he was absolutely right and we were in fact pregnant. He was absolutely delighted, but not for the right thing. We were having a baby. He was so pleased at how cool he thought that made him look.
That is very cool. What is he like, the Terminator, where he just... What does the Terminator say? And he goes, you have been terminated. You have been impregnated. How did he know that?
He just must have felt it. It's once a year, you know? Martin knows these things at New Year.
Right.
She then goes on to say he still tells a story every time he's drunk, which does my head in.
I bet, but you would do, to be fair.
Are you going to try it from now on? Actually, maybe once a year is right for you as well.
Say, once every millennium. we got one here. This is coming from Helen. Helen says, I knew I was pregnant the second time round because I randomly one day had a real craving for fillet of fish burgers.
Oh,
the worst of the McDonald's burgers.
The absolute worst.
I usually hate them, but during my first pregnancy, they were all I would eat. I was driving home from work and I literally thought, I really fancy a fillet of... Oh, good Lord, no.
Was she through the drive-thru just head in her hands? I mean, I need the fillet of fish, but what have I done?
The poor guy at the other end of the microphone. And do you want fries with that?
He's only got 2 stars, bless him. He's not trained for this.
She's crying. What do I do?
Give her extra sauce.
Sally, my cat started laying on my tummy again. She only did this when I was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, I've heard about this. This is creepy.
Yeah, when she did that, I just knew. Took a test that night and I was pregnant.
Oh, do you know, something about that inherently creeps me out.
Why?
Animals knowing that there's something inside you alive. My mum's dog did it when I saw mum's dog.
Yeah.
It was all over me, licking my stomach. I hadn't told anyone at this point.
Is that not because you, you know...
Smothered it in beef jerky.
Buttered yourself up again.
No.
She read on mum's net. It was good anti-wrinkle cream.
Smothered in peanut butter. No, it was not that. Thank you very much. The dog knew I was pregnant. It was giving the game away.
The peanut butter was a bonus for the dog.
That was after.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
Right, one thing I've noticed since we started doing all this, as I'm sure you have, Jem, as I'm sure everybody who's had kids or is about to have one, is just how expensive everything is. So with that in mind, here's a little thing we're going to do every week.
How much? That much? I used to spend my money on nights out with the lads. Now it's going all on Pampers and organic breast pads. How much?
Have you yourself on
that? I have laid myself, yes.
How long did that take you?
Two hours, I'd say. So this is the thing that shocked me this week, is how expensive pregnancy tests are.
You mean the technical one?
Do you know how much that was? Obviously, you do. You were there.
I was right there with you.
It's a rhetorical question. That pregnancy test was £19.99.
Yep, it was.
Nearly 20 quid to have something we already knew reconfirmed to us.
But you're forgetting, it doesn't just tell you you're pregnant, it tells you how far pregnant you are.
Well, does it?
It's the most technological thing you'll ever pee on, its strap line.
It claims to, right?
What would you rather? Just use the £3 one that we had and then make me go and check the last time I shaved my legs?
Exactly.
That looks about 3 weeks worth of growth.
Yeah, that's about right.
And also, I'm thinking about it, I genuinely don't think you even put that on your card. I don't think you took your wallet. I think we got there, you did all the whinging, and I had to bloom and pay for it on mine. Contactless.
Well, baby brain, Gemma, what can I say?
That's
just
true
forgot.
As well.
Just
you
forgot.
You didn't buy it.
Right, well, that is this week's...
How much?
Get it again.
Oh. That much.
Lyric.
Wow. I used to spend my money on nights out with the lads. Now it's going all on Pampers and organic breast pads. How much?
Don't
catchy.
Join in as
catchy.
Well. Crying out loud, that's four versions of yourself.
Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these baby fail of the week.
Yeah, so this is the part where we share basically your baby fails of the week. It can be anything. It's
That's
a safe
why we called it
space.
That.
What it says on the tin. It's a safe space for you to tell us anything slightly embarrassing that's gone wrong from when you were pregnant, from during birth, after the baby was born. Literally anything that you've got. We want to hear from you.
That's it.
Safe space.
There will be no judgment either.
Well, you say that. You haven't heard what mine is yet.
Yeah, maybe there will be some judgment. If there's some really bad stuff, we'll judge you.
But it's fine, because you can judge us back.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, I'll kick it off. This could be a bit of an overshare, but anyway, I'm going to go for it.
Right.
So I was at work, and I had about 45 minutes left of the shift, and I just nipped to the loo. Now, when I sat down, I realised my trousers were absolutely soaking wet.
Right.
And I hadn't had a wee yet. So panic station set in. So I quickly went outside and I got in touch with the midwife and I said, I'm panicking here. I've just gone to go for a wee.
Yeah.
My trousers are soaking. So the midwife said, look, I don't want to panic you, but we need to get you into hospital. You need to get here as soon as you can.
Well, you failed in not panicking me.
So it was quite late at night. I went straight to the hospital and there was somebody there waiting for me and they were so lovely. It's like the triage ward. So you go there and people are actually giving birth on this ward and all the emergencies are going on. It sounded like a horror show. Women literally Chewbacca
like,
in it.
It's like a hostel.
It really was not the place to be when you haven't had a baby yet. It was terrifying.
It is a bit like, and this is what you'll be going through in a couple of months' time.
You know, like you'd imagine it's not, but it actually is like that. Anyway, so they gave me a hospital gown. So I had to take my trousers off, give all my clothes to the women so they could go away and test it. And then they wired me up to a machine and they had a little thing to check the baby was moving and to check her heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I had to wait there for a doctor to come. There was a nurse and she was holding my hand.
Okay.
And they kind of told me that the baby's in amniotic fluid at the minute.
Yeah. So what's that? What's that? That sounds like a great indie band.
Yeah.
Well, please welcome to the stage. Amniotic fluid.
Well, it's not. It's just the sterile fluid your baby's currently swimming around in. Anyway, so they said if this has leaked out, obviously your baby is too early to be born yet. There's a couple of things we could do. We might have to admit you into hospital.
Okay, yeah.
It is quite serious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to wait for ages for this doctor to come, and by this point, I've got my nervous rash,
yep.
And I was really panicking. Anyway, the doctor came in and...
We should just clarify, Gemma's nervous rash is a rash she gets on her face when she's nervous. That did need some explanation. That could have been anywhere.
It's not just the face, actually.
That's how I tell if she's nervous. Be honest, don't make me look.
You haven't been down there in ages, how would you know? Anyway,
so... Ooh, nervous are we?
Around you always. You know what though? The doctor came and they did this exam. And then after they'd finished, the lady sat me up and she said, okay, I don't want you to be embarrassed
yeah.
because it's your first baby and it's perfectly fine.
But your vagina is blushing.
Your vagina is blushing and you've just wet yourself a little bit.
So after all of that, whether you've been asked several times.
And the thing is as well, it wasn't even a quick wee. They sat down and explained to me that I had just leaked out slowly over a couple of hours. And I hadn't noticed because I was so very well hydrated. So it ended on a compliment. They said, right. You know, well done. Keeping your baby very hydrated.
Well, I'd feel like we can't include that as baby fail of the week because I don't really think it's the baby's fault. I think that's just weak bladder of the week.
No. The baby is leaning on my bladder. So it was her fault that I'd very slowly wet myself.
I'm still not going to include it. I think you have to take this one on the chin. Well, look, we put this up on our Instagram and our social medias and some people have already got in touch.
So we've got one here from Shelley. Before having my son Max, I've been an avid fake tanner. My husband's friends and his fit wife announced they were coming to see us and meet the baby. So not to be upstaged by a thinner, younger woman coming to my house, I slapped on a bit of my gradual fake tan all over and I let the magic happen.
Right.
You know, if you can't tone it, tan it principle.
What does that mean?
Well done, Shell. It means if you can't get thin, tan it so you look thin. Works for everybody.
Surely that doesn't work.
Oh, it
does. Otherwise,
on,
you could just get
you don't know. The only fake tan in our bathroom belongs to you, Rob Howard.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'd give it a little spray and then everybody's like, oh, somebody's been working abs.
Haven't you lost weight? I'm telling you. What I didn't think through was tanning my boobs while Max was still breastfeeding. By the time our guests arrived,
no.
The right-hand side of his face was mahogany. He looked like the Joker or like we'd left him out in the sun. That I had to confess to my husband who flowed into a blind panic and was threatening to call an ambulance.
Do you know what would be the sort of giveaway?
Come on.
Next morning he comes down for breakfast. He's got the little mark on the left side. Little mahogany motorboat.
A lovely moment. Lucky if you can do it, that's what I say.
So that's very good. I like that one. Oh, is there more?
No, that's
okay,
it.
That's very good.
Well done, Shelley.
Right, another one we've had in here. So nothing's actually really gone wrong. It's just like a nice baby brain one that I saw that I thought we could read out. So it says, my first pregnancy, my husband took me to an aquarium. We left one of those shark tunnels and there was another one straight ahead. So do you know, like the domey ones where you walk through? So I started to walking towards it and noticed a woman wearing the same shirt as me. As I walked towards the tunnel, I walked right into her and we both shifted left, shifted right, did that little awkward shuffle dance and I apologised. My husband then came over to me and says, honey, that's a mirror. The worst part is my shirt had words on it and I remember thinking how weird it was that the other woman's shirt had the words backwards.
Oh, bless her. Oh, it could have been worse. It could have been a big blowfish that she'd mixed herself up
that's
for.
That's true, yeah. Honey, that's a manatee.
Baby brain is real, though. I mean, if you didn't have much of a brain to start with, baby brain will finish you off.
Surely not, though. Not like apologising to your own reflection. That's the sea life centre.
In a fish centre, yes, surrounded by fish. Brilliant, I love it.
Right, you got another one?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Louise. This is, I think, scandalous, actually.
Go on.
All right. When my daughter was born, she wasn't cute.
Oh, I always wonder this. What do you do? Like, do you know... You always think I'd know if my kid was funny looking. Because you know when other people's kids are funny looking.
You look in the pram and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Is my face giving me away that your baby's a horror show?
There's a great Carl Pilkington quote where he says, the neighbour's showing him a scanner or something like that, or just the baby. And he says, it looks like a frog. I think some of them do because of the eyes.
Either a frog or really ugly old men.
Yeah.
I think we'll know. And I think in my head, you just have to fess up and be like, look, I know my baby's ugly, but we're hoping for the best.
Yeah, look, it's our little frog and we love her.
Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the baby wasn't cute. Okay. She was a funny colour and her eyes were
green.
Open. Yeah. And her eyes wouldn't open fully for a few weeks until her face filled out. So I used a Photoshop app to give her a better complexion and slightly bigger eyes.
You can't do that. You can't face tune your child. I know we said no judgment. I think there's a bit of judgment there.
See, it's funny because I'm saying, Louise, DM me the app. I'm a bit worried about us.
But yeah, it does look weird in the scan, to be fair.
Oh, all of those were great.
For me, it's a toss-up between the fake tan,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But I think in its purest form, of this is a no judgment area, I think the Facetune app might have it. What do you think?
Because it's worse. I'm in two minds because I really like the fake tan one, but I think I like it more because of your addition of motorboating.
Yeah, that does make everything better.
Yeah, which we don't know. I mean, you bless, you've never been able to do it. You break your nose.
Sadly, the Facetune app story didn't have a motorboat element to it.
It didn't.
P.S. I'm being motorboated whilst writing this.
Then it would be a clear winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
I do think, though, just on the sheer shock value,
Facetune,
how scandalous it was, Facetune for me as well.
Okay, let's lock it in. That is this week's
Baby Fail of the Week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week.
So that's it, the end of our very first podcast, which for me is brilliant because I burst in. That's 35 minutes that I haven't had a wee.
Oh, wow. That must be a record for you.
Honestly, ask Eddie.
How often do you think you are going, realistically?
Every 10 minutes.
Not every...
The truth is,
you're not going six times an hour.
I could wee every time I get up, every time I get off the sofa. Literally, sometimes I wonder if I already have. So this is a big achievement for
me. Okay, well,
look, wrap it up.
Let's hurry up. So look, if you would like to send in your stories, anything that's happened to you in the week, it could be Baby Fail of the Week, something that's gone wrong this week, or it could be relating to how you found out you were pregnant. We'll read out the best ones next week.
Yep, you can get in touch using our email. It's knockeduppod@secretrex.com. That's knockeduppod@secretrex.com.
And of course, if you fancy giving us a little bit of a follow on Instagram, maybe you think, God, I love these guys so much, I can't wait once a week. All you have to do is follow me at Radio Rob Howard, and Gemma is
at Radio Gemma Hill,
which sounds incredibly dweeby, but I would like to point out that I actually had that first, so which is bad enough in itself. Gemma then copied my dweeby name.
I don't know why I did that. It gives you my inspiration, clearly.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassing.
I get that. It makes sense now. Please. Okay. Right, yeah, get those coming into us, and we will see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey!
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty, because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.